And welcome to another episode of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. I am here once again with the Chief and the Goon to revel in the modern marvel that is podcasting. Chief, how are you? Hello, Chief? Hello, Chief?
I have been bitten by so many fire ants and stuff.
Fire ants. That's yeah.
Not here.
I could barely hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep, we can hear you now. Little technical difficulty, folks. Well,
I was always here.
Oh, okay. We only heard the fire ant part.
That's all I said.
Oh, so there was just that long dramatic pause. Okay, got it.
That sort of was.
We were a little pause. Concerned there, about the dramatic.
There pause. Wasn't. There was no pause. I said it, and then I waited for you. And then you start saying hello, and I was like, well, I'm guessing when the bits catch up to you, you'll hear it.
Wow, time machine. We got a time machine.
In the entire warm-up show, the Canine Protective Force was quiet. Not now.
Oh, because they know? Because
they know what's going on. Yeah, exactly.
A molecule moved. Tell them.
How are you doing there, Goon?
You know what? I'm doing okay. With trash and servers left and right where I work, so.
Well, I wouldn't say we. They are trash and servers.
Someone is.
They, though.
They, the ubiquitous them, those that cannot be named.
The old ones, the ones who came before.
Exactly.
You know, Chief, I watched my coworker. We started having problems with one of our servers. And we're like, well, maybe we ought to go take a look before it crashes.
Wait, you're being proactive?
I know, but don't hate me. And my teammate logs in, and we notice that WebSphere application server isn't working, which we already knew because the web portion of our application wasn't working.
Funny how the application isn't working is a distinct identifier that the application isn't working.
And the error message from IBM was oh so helpful. WebSphere application server has terminated unexpectedly. Yes, I know. So we...
I am not here to answer your call.
Yeah. We started it up again.
That's
and
good.
It failed almost immediately.
That's
and then it kicked my teammate off of remote desktop and wouldn't let us back in, and we couldn't ping the server. So eventually the SA is logged in after we put in a screaming for help ticket.
Is that a whole different level?
All of the developers come to my desk and my teammate's desk and go, I can't see my stuff. What do I do? I mean, we have stuff to deliver. It's almost a delivery day. Come on, we have stuff. Yeah, you know what? I'm just doing this to watch you guys twitch. That's why we did this. Yes, I'm aware. Well, I've tried to restart my view 6 times. Could you not do that? Because it fills the log with error messages that I don't really need to see.
Yes, and doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is a sign of insanity.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has exactly 0% chance of working when one of the servers is down. Just saying.
You should just look at him and go, you're probably that guy who pushes the elevator button repeatedly too, aren't you?
I'll tell you what, if you'll stop annoying me, maybe I can actually get to work and fix it. So yeah, the SAs didn't tell us what was wrong. They brought the server back up. It seems to be okay now. And today, well, that happened Thursday. Today was the first day where we really have, on that particular application, it's stable. So the other application we support, yeah, they killed the VMs on two of our major servers, and they can't seem to restore things. They were going to, quote, sync the disks, and if that didn't work, they were going to have to restore from backup. If there is one, they said.
Anybody willing to put some money down on whether or not that backup is in existence or not?
I broke down weeping at that point.
Well,
kind of feel like you're being left on the side of the road there, Goon.
Yeah. I suggest you could hold up a sign that says page fault in non-page area.
Panic. Panic. Page fault. System halted.
Just see what they say at that point. And, you know.
And if you really want to go full bore, just page your face blue.
Or just make them a sad face, you know?
Exactly. At Disney, when things go wrong, you get a picture of Stitch.
Oh.
Because he's blue.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a little bit clever.
Yeah, but I mean, are they blaming him? Because he did get into a lot of trouble.
He's a prankster, so he must have done something. And yeah. It's the same color blue you get when something happens bad when you're trying to enter the park.
Mm.
You don't get red, you get blue.
Hmm. Clever.
God forbid the happiest place on earth show anything red.
Well, we don't want to offend our, you know, Chinese masters stuff. So.
Well, that's true. I mean, especially right now since they're so busy at our college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
You think of them?
Yeah.
I think it's Soros.
I think it's him too, but he's another commie. He's just an old squishy potato-like commie.
Yeah.
How many different types of commies are there?
Well,
there's only one good kind.
And that's the dead kind.
That would be it. Yeah, I'm kind of done with all of this being nice. I'm going back to man version 1.0, the way we used to be. By God, you have trouble with one of your brethren? You just go over and say, look, we're going to have to fight about this.
That's right. I will smite.
And whoever wins the fight wins the argument. And then you both get up, shake hands, go have a beer together. That's how it works.
That is why your generation is all but gone, sir. Because that has escalated to, you put up your dukes and they reach into their waistband. They go, this was never a fair fight. And just start shooting. Or they bring
They're
out
lucky
the sword.
They don't shoot off their own testicles. So yeah.
Listen, there's a reason I'm old and have made it this far.
That's right.
Because you don't live in the UK?
Oh,
that was nicely done.
Well played. And the United Kingdom is down one shot to zero. There you are.
The Netherlands and all those places aren't doing too well either. They're just killing off their people.
It's almost like it was planned.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, hey,
and another thing.
You got animal sacrifices in the Mexican legislature to a rain god, I think it was. Apparently there's
is that what they did? They killed a live chicken to get rain? Our Congress would do that. Nobody would think it was unusual.
Well, no. So the problem is you can't kill any chickens in Congress because that's killing a member of Congress.
Well, they might mistake Adam Schiff for one of the chickens. So
they just go down to the local women's health center and do their sacrifices there.
That's true.
Yes.
No.
Somebody should let the modern youth know about Baal.
I've been
sacrificing to him for years, so why not, right?
I want to ask you guys a question.
Hmm.
Just so that I can get a coherent answer, because I know you'll give me a coherent answer. So we know that Roe versus Wade was overturned, right?
Yep.
Okay. Legally, what does that mean?
The states decide.
It means the states, the decision as to whether or not abortion is legal in a particular state is now the purview of the state legislature.
Right. So why are we pissed off?
They're like, they don't trial some of the states.
Not every state is murder your way. That's the point.
Murder is still a murder. Just because you give it a different name. It's just like slavery. Slavery was still slavery. Just because you turned it into indentured servitude, you know, it's At what point is it morally reprehensible? Because that is what the last straw for slavery was.
So I thought indentured servitude was like, okay, chief, you want to come to America, but you don't have the fare to go on the boat. So I'll pay your fare. You come and be an apprentice with me. I'm a silversmith, and I'll teach you my trade as a bonus. I'll feed you and give you a place to live and clothe you, and you'll be my apprentice, and then you can go out on your own when we're done. So, I mean, that's different from getting a boat, you're going. Do what I tell you.
You're correct.
Yeah, they're basically, it's an individual under contract to work without salary to repay an indenture or a loan within a certain time frame.
That was a problem.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I will teach you something. You're racking up your debt, which they just changed the name to student loan, and it became the same thing. I'm now in debt the rest of my life. I can't pay this off.
Right.
I'll never make
it enough. Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's why we're helping Goonchild get out of her debt. What kills me there is she didn't really need it. They made us take it.
And thus, when quote-unquote higher learning makes you take something, what does that say?
Yeah, well, I keep getting these notifications. You need to fill out your FAFSA. I'm like, why? Oh, because you need to apply for this stuff. I don't want your money.
I know the mob couldn't come up with a better
crap racket before I take out a loan. So
it's only a matter of time before Polly Walnuts comes to your door to collect on the student loan. Knock knock, where's my
comes with a badge that says IRS.
Knock knock, where's my money?
Well, you can say I got your money right here.
And then show him Mossberg.
Gesture.
Well,
does that work?
I don't think my standard response would work with Polly. Show me your warrant. Hey, you got my warrant right here.
That's why you should go to Mossberg and then ask for the warrant.
That takes too long. I mean, those are pretty long.
Hmm.
Depending on how quick they are on the draw,
he may not win that
interest.
He's got Hurricane hanging out the window, pointed down at the front door. They'll never see it coming.
They'll just hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer Beretta, by the way, but Mossberg is nice.
Depleted uranium slugs.
Benelli, okay. That's
Benelli?
Yeah, Benelli.
Is that a better shotgun?
I know them, but I thought they were quite a bit more expensive.
Oh, they are. But they don't jam. That's
pretty.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
It's Italian. Benelli.
Benelli.
Thank you, Benelli.
Ciao bella.
The Super Black Eagle 3 shotgun. Oh, we're going to lose so many people in the show tonight.
Super Black.
That's what it says. The Super Black Eagle. 3. It's a beautiful shotgun. I'm like,
oh my goodness. Look at this.
Yeah, you know,
people don't. I'm not kidding you. There it is. Right there. I'll put it in the show notes, folks. You know, you can. We'll all be sending business to the gun people. Okay.
Eagle. Wow, that's nice looking.
Isn't that though?
What's it hold?
Shotgun shells.
Yes, I know. How many at one time?
All of them.
All of them.
Where's the frying pan when you need it?
I know.
Absolutely. We made us stop using that sound effect. I can't remember why.
That's right. It was offending somebody.
Who?
I don't know. Me, probably. I was the one getting it all the time.
You weren't so offensive.
Of course, if I was getting it all the time, I'd be happier.
You know, we also had them. Hey, I cannot believe you said that.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I can.
Yes.
What I really meant was, I hope you wouldn't say stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's, you know, hope springs eternal, Goon.
Yeah. You've known longer than I have, and even I knew that was coming.
Montefeltro Ultralight Shotgun. I just like the name, Montefeltro. Well, it even sounds nice.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shotgun Talk.
Next, we explore fishing.
So, where were we going? Oh, well, you know, might as well, you know, if we got the apocalypse coming, Shotgun Talk is probably not a bad idea for a podcast.
You mean the Biden-pocalypse?
The Biden-pocalypse. Biden-apocalypse? Ooh, sounds like a dinosaur. Wait, he is one. There you go.
No, after the Biden-pocalypse, you see the savior, the MAGA savior, coming on a cloud.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Going huge. It's huge.
He's going to need his own books, isn't he? Right?
Yep.
They'll be like first Mar-a-Lago, second New yep. York.
First Hoboken.
There's no way to save what has been destroyed. It's kind of like when your company is in debt. You make $10 an hour, you're indebted $14 an hour. You get a new CEO. You are unable to make new money. There's no saving. I don't know what happens after this, but I just know who's going to get blamed for it.
You become Disney.
It'll be me. This is all Crutch's fault.
I heard
crashing again.
What was that? Who crashed?
That's my chair. Remember, my chair makes these noises.
I like it.
For Christmas, we're going to get you some audio dampening material for your studio.
Oh, look at him getting all techy.
I don't think you understand. So there are dampeners already here.
Uh-huh.
But this chair, like my knees,
Can we not talk about any body parts that hurt?
Well, yeah.
Because
so what were you doing before the show?
I was at Taekwondo class, and we were doing full contact sparring.
Mm.
Well, that's what it felt like. It isn't really what we were doing, but the guy I partner with and I, we got a little too into throwing blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, inside, outside, outside. Tomorrow I won't be able to lift my arms.
So you were throwing blocks? Like wooden or cinder block?
Using our hands to block punches.
Okay.
Were you checking kicks as well?
Well, we weren't supposed to be, but both of us did try to put in a kick or two.
This is a blocking exercise. Why did you kick him? Because it needed to be blocked.
I wanted to see what would happen. And did the right thing happen? Yes, he crumpled like a deflated beach ball, just what I expected.
Which just goes to show that men do not grow up, they grow old.
We cannot be trusted. Just cannot.
We still laugh at the same jokes. Farts are still funny.
They're still funny. Come on. Chief, I found a t-shirt site before the show, and I think it's a perfect t-shirt for both Crutch and I at work. It says, I hate you, I hate being here, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see, doesn't have to be that way. Keep trying to break people out of the matrix, and they're like, no, I like it here. I think I'm going to stay a little bit longer.
If it wasn't for my habits, I'd be with you.
Yeah, see, you know,
to eat regularly and sleep indoors.
If it wasn't for those pesky kids, you know, I would have got away with it.
Exactly. But hey, at least in spite of my constantly getting ribbed about vehicles and their problems, my vehicles are all working right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Crutch, anything to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My vehicle has decided that the only good gear is neutral. And
I'll bet you, did that happen like on the highway?
It sure did. Just... Even one with a number.
Oh my God. Yeah. So like you were doing like 40 miles an hour, pushed down the gas and you heard.
No, I was coming off of a traffic light at on Route 175 and going up a hill and all of a sudden noticed I wasn't making any progress.
Uh-oh.
Was able to pull into a parking lot of a closed company and there she stopped. And
is it the new one?
Define.
I saw it, but yeah. The latest one you got.
It's the only one I have.
Because you...
My wife has a lease. I own mine.
Right. Well, right. And this is made by the company that's an acronym for F.A.R.E.A.L.D.E.A.L.
There you go. So it's at the shop and will not even be looked at until maybe Friday.
Well, look on the bright side. Nobody's going to steal it.
It's true. Well, unless they have a tow truck.
You know, if it's that much trouble, there are other cars they can go steal. It's a dealership that you're at.
There's new ones all around, yes.
Hopefully they will give you a brand new, what do we think is wrong, transmission?
Yeah. I'm hoping it's still under warranty, but I'm a little worried. Because the warranty is 100,000 miles or 5 years. And I'm past 5 years.
So, thank you for taking the bullet.
Oh.
Because I have resigned myself to get a Ford Maverick.
And good luck. Can you even find
down
them?
Here? Yeah, down here I can.
Oh, wait. Up here it's a 2-year waiting list.
So, the thing is, hearing the nonstop horror stories that you have gone through, now, the goon has gone through things, but his cars are our kids' age. So, in the fact.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, this is, this is the first time I've had anything like this in the 6 Fords and 1 Chevy that I've owned in my lifetime. So.
Yeah, I had that happen to the recently departed truck. But I had a clue that I started losing gears like one a day.
Oh. I had some shakiness on Sunday when I drove out to drop my son off at college. And but the ride back was fine. It was like, you know, we'd only have some problems in the low gears. And then I stopped at this traffic light and it was like, nah, we don't really want to do anything. And then it was like I threw it into park, put it back into drive, and it went ka-dunk. And then caught, and I thought, okay, caught, good. I can at least go and get somewhere, you know, as long as I can keep moving. At this point, I'm like Keanu Reeves in the bus, you know, keep it at speed, and you know, maybe it won't die on me.
But, muttering a prayer under your breath.
Right. Not knowing that Sandra Bullock thought I was cute. It's sad. Did you hear that story, by the way?
No.
Yep.
Okay, so during the making of the movie, both of them had incredible crushes on the other and didn't know it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. She could have avoided a lot of heartache. Because she wouldn't have messed with
Jesse James. Yeah, because he's supposed to be a seriously nice guy.
Yes.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah. And as it turns out, he accidentally got married.
Oh, yeah, to Winona Ryder.
To Winona Ryder, yeah. So there's a scene in the Dracula movie, where they're in an Eastern Orthodox church and there's a wedding being performed on, what is his character's name?
Van Helsing?
No. Keanu Reeves' character. He's Dracula's sidekick guy. No. What was his
name? No, Renfrew.
Renfrew. Yeah, that's right. Him and Renfrew Ryder are going through this ceremony. They're using a real Eastern Orthodox Romanian church and real Eastern Orthodox Romanian priests to perform the ceremony. Nobody informed the priests that this was a scene in a movie. So they performed a real ceremony. There you go. Congratulations.
You are married in the eyes of God. Yeah. So there's that.
Are they though?
Well, I'm sure the priest thought so.
Priests think a lot of things. Well, you know,
that's true.
Well, that's true.
That he was gonna get stabbed in the eye, and look at where we are.
Yeah. Did you see his latest sermon? He's got his little, you know, pirate patch on, and he's like, "You guys, my lovely brothers in the United States, you need to elect Trump. He is the last president." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, we got a time frame now."
He's been saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, he has been for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of clocks stop at 2030. Just saying.
When does the Unix epic end? Has it already?
What's that? I don't know.
The Unix epic. You know, they have a one up timer to do time in the original version of Unix. But I think it's only 64 bit, so it ends eventually.
You mean like we just had one of those too, didn't we? With the 32 bit.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Right.
Yeah, I think that they had to make a change in GPS.
Well, here's what I know. I know that all the remote seers and everyone who dabbles in futuristic stuff all say, "Why is it always blank after this time?" To which I always say, "You're messing with stuff that you shouldn't." So, who knows if what you were saying was right in the first place?
All right.
Not that off chance. Your host anyway. So what are you going to do? Now what?
Don't worry about it. Move on. You don't know what time it's going to be. So just go about your business.
Yeah, the 2038 is the year 2038 problem is the limit. But now that they've moved to 64 bits, we've got 292 million years before we run into it again. So we're probably okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
I don't think so.
It's too bad. Congress couldn't pass an IT Workers Relief Act like they did in the year 2000.
Yeah.
That isn't what they called it, but
Congress can't even stop daylight savings. It's something we all agree on, and they still can't push it through.
Well, that's true. Well, half of them get it through. It usually gets through. Usually clears the Senate.
It makes no sense. Like, why? Who's trying to keep it, and why?
So, January 19th in 2038 will be the prom. And I will be hopefully retired. What is 38? That's only 14 years from now.
You think that's
I try not to think.
It hasn't gotten me very much.
2038, you're looking for something that's not going to be there.
Clocks, computers, or the life, or
who knows?
Who knows?
Get through this winter. We start there, okay? If we can't pull that off.
Foot in front of the other.
And soon you'll be walking across the floor. I'm sorry. He made me do it.
Next year, AI is supposed to take over.
Could it do a worse job? Come on.
BlackRock, everyone is basically betting on that. So that's how it all starts. Mm-hmm. Then we get Rat Utopia.
Then you get your mark.
People are thinking that we are currently in the Rat Utopia. Because so many people
these are the good times? What the heck?
No. This is during the experiment of Rat Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
Once everyone had what they wanted and needed, which would have been about 2019,
mm-hmm.
everything catastrophically falls apart. Mm-hmm. So rats that were grooming themselves also started chasing their own gender.
Mm-hmm.
So they stopped having kids. Mm-hmm. They became violent towards everyone else. They did an experiment where they took one of the infected rats and put him in a nice rat society.
Mm-hmm.
And he infected the nice rat society, and they all turned bad, just showing they're like, well, if this is the plague and this is what's going to happen to us, maybe we shouldn't go down this road.
And then we went down this road.
Full steam ahead, apparently, because every college campus, every institution of higher learning facing some kind of ridiculousness.
Yep. Shut them all down. Send them all home. Let their parents deal with them.
So, it's okay with me. Drag them off campus by their scruffy little Marxist necks.
Did you guys see the video of the one guy who was complaining that he was being hurt? So he decided to try and lay down, and the Georgia patrol officer literally picked him up, one arm hooked around his handcuffed arms, and the other one through his legs and lifted him up sideways. And he is screaming like a stuck pig, and people are laughing as he goes off to jail. I enjoyed it. I watched it, I don't know, 10, 15 times. It was
another point.
Super awesomest.
Now, both of you two are learned gentlemen. So, can you tell me which hood is the most dangerous?
Fleece lined.
No.
Because you could get too warm.
Charlie, no. Goon should know this because this ties into a statement Goon made earlier, to which the Goon child should appreciate.
Is it Hoboken?
No.
Do tell.
It is adulthood.
Adulthood, yes. Yes, she keeps wanting a refund on her adulthood license.
I love it.
She'll call me and go, I don't like this anymore. Yeah, well,
it's hard work.
While I was growing up giving you a hard time, is this what it was like? Yeah. Is that why you're cranky all the time? Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids are not there yet. My unfortunate cousin has finally hit that realization point. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I told my son, who will be moving in with said cousin, be on the lookout, because he's going in, and I explained to him, hey, we protected you from way too much, and we were literally going into an area that is across the street from a bad area. He goes, yeah, I know. And I said, and you're white, and no one else is. So, wow. And you're 6'5", so you're going to be, you know, what is it, the porcelain tower that everyone can see a mile away.
Look, it's a white man.
He said, I'm not going outside. I was like, that makes you wider. Take it from me. So this will be interesting, because I did the same thing, and I survived somehow. So I hope he does too. I'll be upset if he doesn't.
Well, yeah.
But only for a little bit, because then I'll know he's in a better place. And then I'll be jealous, because I'm not there. I'm still stuck here.
I'm pretty much here for the duration. Good Lord gave me a set of things to do, and I'm so far behind, I might as well be immortal.
So, you know, you could always start today.
I could, but then again, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I could get this done, you know, but
there's also this really cool show I've seen 15 times. I'd like to watch it again. So, yeah.
Right.
Bread and Circuses, man. Keep us entertained.
Exactly. I mean, I'd love to get that done, but Lost in Space reruns are coming on.
Exactly.
Okay. Now that I understand where the priorities are, I can see why you fit so well with the government.
Ouch.
That was kind of mean. Wait a second. Chief, don't you still have some work you're doing for the Evil Empire?
So, if more like I am on loan.
Yeah. So you're a semi-indentured servant?
No. So you're an indenture? Yeah. Thank you. That's just where I was going.
As we delve deeper into my family's history, I realize that, you know, being a slave is all my ancestors have ever known.
And so you guys are like subject matter experts?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This may be our actual profession.
I come from a long line of slaves. We were proud slaves. I'm raising more slaves. That doesn't sound good, man.
Well, I'm trying to teach people how to break out of the slave cycle.
Get off the plantation, as it were.
Yeah, well, I'm building a plantation, so it's not helping, you know.
Wait.
I think I'm going in the wrong direction.
Oh, you need some people out there to feel the pick stuff. It'd be perfect.
There is a wonderful orchard, and all the people there speak Spanish. So I've been getting to practice a lot.
Oh, excellent. And total immersion is usually the best way to learn a language.
And the jokes at that some of the people have at church when I ask for assistance, they're like, well, I can get you Jose, but I don't know about Jose B.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, man.
No. Make sure you tell him the black hole joke.
I will. Because bad jokes are all that exist over there.
It's good times. Of course, now that you've mentioned it, you have to tell everybody else good.
Okay. Didn't I do it last week in the commercials?
Did you? That one?
Yeah. I thought so. Well, all right, fine. We'll do it again. So black hole walks into a restaurant, sits down. Waiter comes over and says, would you like to see a menu? He goes, no thanks. I'm a light eater.
Wah, wah.
I love
wah,
it.
Wah. Every time. There's a channel. Well, there are multiple channels dedicated just to dad jokes.
They may be the only thing that survives the apocalypse.
I think I found another Mother's Day shirt for my wife.
Huh?
It has a picture of a golden retriever on it, which you can customize with your golden's name.
Oh.
And it says, thanks for being the best dog mom and putting up with my dad.
Wait, that's well, you, Goon?
Yeah. Well.
Mm.
There's also another one that says service human belongs to Doug, do not pet.
Well, that won't work with you. I've seen you at the airport.
Yeah. I'm like a human golden retriever.
It's just people look up to him and the next thing you know, they're holding his hand, they're showing they've invited him to their wedding.
And I don't do anything to cause that, do I? You've been with me.
No, you just drip of charisma.
We're just walking, drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss coffee after the apocalypse.
Are you, though? How will you function? That's what I want to know.
How will I function? I have gone entire weekends without coffee.
Yeah, that is a total of 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I haven't gone that long. Like Saturday.
Yeah.
When I say the whole weekend, I mean like midday Saturday to like early Sunday morning. No, seriously, I was out on a scouting thing with my son way back in the day, and somebody forgot to bring the coffee. There was a lot of unhappy adults on that trip. I'm just, you know, going to tell you. But I survived. I drank the blood of a few squirrels. I was good. Yeah.
So again, what happens when it's no longer available?
Squirrels?
That's what you're going to do?
Oh, I thought you meant when the squirrels were no longer available. Okay.
No, in the coffee.
I will probably move on to, you know, something, maybe. But,
maybe something lighter, like heroin?
I think I would just save myself the time and go straight from coffee to, yeah, no heroin. No, probably not heroin. No, that would be bad.
Fentanyl? I mean, I'm trying to...
Fentanyl? Fentanyl, yeah, laced with caffeine. There you go. I'm good.
Doctors still prescribe fentanyl.
In tiny amounts.
No. Fentanyl lollipops.
Wait, what?
Yes, it is a lollipop.
Lollipops?
That is correct.
I'm thinking of the song now all of a sudden.
You're supposed to give it 3 licks. So
now you're the owl. One.
Well, you're so full. We're gone.
A 3. Sorry. My gosh. Yes, fentanyl lollipops. Okay, so I just Googled fentanyl lollipop, and up on Google screen comes help is available, dial 988. Oh, I am so going to screenshot that. You all got to see that. That's funny. I don't care who you are. Fentanyl lollipops. Do, 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 do.
Lollipop, lollipop.
Exactly. Oh, Lord have mercy.
We are.
You're welcome.
We're, yeah. We are not smart.
All the Trekkies just got that one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well. Alrighty, friends and folks. I hope you've enjoyed this because I'm not quite sure where we went with this. There was a whole lot of weirdness in this show. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. But before we go, take a listen to these commercial messages from the one, the only, the intrepid, the one with the dulcet voice, the goon himself.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Surviving the Bidenpocalypse with the Swimming with the Fish Department of Revelation and Prophecy. Chief prepares you and your family for the coming events, providing information and help to prep and be safe. You may not know what Drool and Joe is up to, but Chief does, and he will tell you. And Department of the Armor with Crutch. You have information, now you need protection. And who knows gauntlets from Greaves better than Crutch? Chief gives you the armor of God to ward off evil. Crutch's armor wards off the slings and arrows of Biden's outrageous fortune in a more physical way. He can also supply a vast array of battle axes, morning stars, maces, crossbows, and Beretta A300 Ultima semi-automatic shotguns, just in case. And Department of Shelter featuring the Goon Bunker. You're going to need a safe place to shelter, and God knows nobody can afford a house under DJ. The affordable and secure Goon Bunker might just be the perfect place to ride out the storm. Each shelter comes with its own CPF door and molecule movement alert system, highly effective in detecting any movement whatsoever, and a show cat to tell you when you're doing it wrong. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.